بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو مستند إلي يقول: اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وألحقني بالرفيق الأعلى. متفق عليه. This chapter, we began the discussion yesterday, مَا يَقُولُهُ مَنْ أَيَّسَ مِنْ حَيَاتِهِ. What we are advocated to say when we have lost hope of recovery from illness. In other words, a person realizes that his departure is now imminent from this world, as we see in the maradul wafat, in the terminal illness of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was leaning against me. As we mentioned yesterday, mata bayna sahri wa nahri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away lying with his head against the chest of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So ostensibly from this hadith we see that these were the last words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to his departure from this world, the last dua that he made. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this as what is the expression we are supposed to have on our lips when we are leaving this world. As one grows closer and closer towards death, most important thing is we have to realize that this is the time that we have to sever all connections, all thoughts, all concerns of the dunya, and focus completely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing would be to desire in the heart maghfirat, begging forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that these two things are found in this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the surahs of the Qur'an, there is one surah that was revealed right towards the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was later on came to be known as Bahrul Ulum, Ocean of Knowledge. One of the tests that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when people objected that in this inner council of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were very, very senior sahaba from whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala would take advice, mashwara about the affairs of the Islamic state would take place. And yet included in this inner council was a young man, 15, 16 years of age. One or two of the sahaba took objection to this, that this youngster, you have included him amongst those from whom advice is taken, etc. Whereas he is the age of our children. How is it that he is sitting in this inner council? To this, I'm cutting the incident short, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu indicated that it was the profound understanding that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was blessed with, particularly with regards to the Qur'an. And one of the tests was this question that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala put at that time, that which surah of the Qur'an informed us of the al-wida of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To this the other sahaba didn't respond. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma responded that it was this surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. This surah, like I said, was revealed towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in it Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that the time of your departure has now become imminent. Not long after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very, very ill, and thereafter he passed away. Now in that surah, what is Allah saying? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The help of Allah has come. ورأيت أن victory has come. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. You are seeing people entering into the deen of Allah in flocks. Groups upon groups started coming towards Medina Munawwara and accepting Islam. So what must you do? In other words, departure is now imminent. The end has drawn near. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, هَرْ عَمَلْ كَجُزْوِ أَخِيرْ. The closing chapter of every amal has to contain two things. One of it was اعتراف التقصير, the acknowledgement of our weakness and our shortages. In other words, istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. So we find the first words of this dua, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaning against my chest. Departure of the world from the world had now become imminent. What was on the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahumma ghfir li, O Allah, forgive me. In other words, maghfirat. Man sarrahu an yandhura fi sahifatihi falyukthir fiha min al istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any one of you, when he meets Allah on the day of judgment and his book of deeds are open, if he wants to become happy, if he wants to become happy when his book of deeds are open, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيُكْثِرْ فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Let it be that there is excessive istighfar there. In other words, make this habit, bring this on our tongues, on our lips, istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking for forgiveness. This we have discussed many, many times. His maqam, his status, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. All his past and future sins were forgiven. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sinless. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not commit any sin. So why is he saying, Allahumma ghfir li? Oh Allah, forgive me. One explanation, as we mentioned previously, ulama give, is ta'liman lil ummah, to teach the ummah that we are supposed to be asking for istighfar. Second explanation which ulama ikram give is rafa darajat. When somebody is sinless and he still asks for forgiveness, then obviously his ranks will be raised in akhirat. And third explanation is the level of spirituality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His connection with Allah Ta'ala was such that ingrained in the consciousness of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this reality that none of us has the ability to worship Allah or recognize Allah or make the ma'rifat of Allah or declare the purity or the greatness of Allah Ta'ala as it ought to be done. In other words, I cannot fulfill it as it ought to be fulfilled. So I am asking forgiveness for the shortcoming in fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's haq and Allah Ta'ala's right. So this was not apparent as acutely to anyone as it was to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because obviously his level of ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala supersedes any one of the creation. So this is why he would ask for forgiveness. Allahumma ghfirli, ask Allah for maghfirat. Second thing, warhamni, oh Allah have mercy upon me. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni. And the third part of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. Join me with the lofty companions. Who is your company? Who do we spend time with? Not only in dunya, in akhirat also we are taught. How important this aspect of the company that we keep. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Al-akhilla yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. Every relationship you have, the friends you keep, the company which you spend time with, Allah says in akhirat, every friend of yours is your enemy. Everyone will become enemy. And the Quran uses the word al-akhilla. Al-akhilla comes from khullat. It's the plural of khalil. In other words, very, very close friend. Who is your close friend? Allah says, every close friend of yours is your enemy, except the person of taqwa, the one that will take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this desiring of good sohbat and company, this was in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right in the end, Al-hiqni bil-rafiqil a'la. O Allah, join me with the lofty companions. Now who is rafiqul a'la? One explanation ulama ikram give, they say malaikatul muqarrabun wal ibadus salihun, the close angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pious slaves of Allah ta'ala, inferred from the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. In the Quran, Yusuf alayhi salam also makes this dua, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. O Allah, let me die on iman, on Islam, wa alhiqni bis salihin, and join me in the hereafter with the pious people. Ibn Humam rahimahullah says, Rafiqul A'la humul anbiya was siddiqeen was shuhada was salihin. Allah tells us in the Quran, wa may yuti'i Allah wal rasul, the one who will obey Allah and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fa ulaika ma'a alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin was siddiqeen was shuhada was salihin. Allah says, if you obey Allah and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the akhirat, we will join you with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada, with the salihin. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allah says these are the best companions. The same word rafiq is found in this dua, al-hiqni bir rafiqil a'la. Join me with the lofty companions. So rafiq, according to the Quran, is who? Ma'an nabiyyin was siddiqeen was shuhada was salihin. In other words, join me with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada, and with the salihin. And we find that this explanation of Rafiqul A'la is supported by other riwayat, where it is found that with this dua, Aisha reports radiallahu ta'ala anha, that these words were on the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma'al ladhina an'amta alayhim minan nabiyyin والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Oh Allah, join me with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, and with the Salihin. One more explanation ulama ikram give as to who is Rafiqul A'la. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. Oh Allah, join me with Rafiqul A'la, with the lofty companion. They say amongst the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are limitless. But 99 I mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. Amongst those 99 names, we find one name is Rafiq. One of Allah's sifat, one of Allah's names is Rafiq. Now what does Rafiq mean? Literally, comes from the word Rifq. In other words, the one who is very soft, very compassionate, very kind, and very loving. So, ulama say, Al-Hiqni bil-Rafiq al-A'la is actually invoking this name of Allah, that Allah is a Rafiq. In other words, O Allah, join me back with you. In reality, my respected brothers, every one of us is on a journey. What journey? Al-Rihlatu ila al-Akhirah. We are on a journey towards the Akhirat. And the goal in Akhirat is our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to live our lives in such a way that when the time for departure comes, we sever all connections of the dunya. The shauk to meet Allah, the shauk for akhirat, the shauk to connect back to where we came from. According, kama tahyoon tamutun, as you live the life, then the maut will be like that. If our whole lives is going to be dunya, 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 then at the time of departure, the shauk for akhirat is impossible for it to be there. For the shauk of akhirat to be there, the focus has to be increasingly towards akhirat. This is what we learn from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which very interestingly, this gives us a deep insight into the profound understanding of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. But what a beautiful lesson he extracts from this dua. Ma yaqulu man ayisa min hayatihi, that as death comes closer, as you realize as it becomes ingrained in your consciousness that now I'm going to die, I have to leave this world, what should be on our lips, what should be the focus? Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wa alhiqni bir rafiqil a'la. Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, and join me with the lofty companions. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.